Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how marketing is everything.
It's an amazing. Where would we be?
You know, we were just talking before we started the show.
Yeah.
This whole internet thing, if you're very young, you don't know what it was like before the internet and how hard it was to market.
Yeah.
We all have businesses, every single one of us in Land Academy and soon to be House Academy.
I remember with you being at a bookstore, I was looking at a magazine. This is way before Land Academy. It was just like selling land. I was thinking, maybe we should create one of these magazines to promote our land.
Yeah.
You know, and glad we didn't do that.
In marketing, you're never going to sell a piece of real estate if you just purchase it and never tell anyone about it.
Exactly.
So even if you sell a lot of property, just right on Craigslist, you know, and it's free, you're still marketing the property.
Exactly.
So, and that's what made realtors and the MLS so popular before, you know, before the internet.
Right.
So we'll talk about that, and I guess in detail in a second here. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Tanner asks, morning, everyone. I'm interested in hearing some thoughts and opinions on how to gain good credibility as a new investor. I understand the importance of having a professional online presence to begin with, but how am I able to boost my credibility beyond that? Land Academy in itself is an incredibly credible source. So is that acceptable to say that I'm a member of this group so that a seller or buyer may be able to reference that as well? Would love to hear your thoughts around this. Appreciate it. Okay, so on the way in, by the way, I'm listening to my Sirius Radio and the Wharton Business School, which I talk about a lot because I just love that dumb channel. And it was just, there's a little excerpt from a show that I had heard a couple weeks ago about a guy saying, your website, you know, when people are looking you up, right away, your appearance and how it looks and everything, it makes them real quick decide quickly if they want to do business with you or not.
It's in 2 seconds.
So number one, you better have one. And number two, it needs to look good and professional. And I would absolutely put us on there. We probably still have somewhere, our members would use it. It'd say Land Academy Certified Member, like a little image that you could put on your website.
Like a stamp.
Yeah, and I would totally use that, you know, and it does make a difference. When people trace you to us, then it kind of stops it right there.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of ways. This ties right into the show that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So promoting yourself and what you know and the fact that you have a different, maybe a different or unique angle on how to buy real estate, maybe cheaper.
Right.
Is, you know, you're going to sink or swim by that. This goes right into the topic, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's just make it the topic.
Okay.
Today's topic, marketing is everything. This is the meat of the show. We have all extremes in our group. I very distinctly remember having this conversation with a member about a year ago, and he said some version of this. You know, you guys talk about a website, and you talk about all this stuff that you have to do. I really think you're overcomplicating it. I've sold 42 properties. I don't have a website.
That's right. I did on Craigslist.
I sold them on Craigslist. I didn't pay a dollar for any of this stuff. And you know what? He made it work, and he's still a member.
Yeah.
He's not a very vocal member. That's just not his personality, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Then we have the opposite extreme of one guy who's a marketing professional. He came to us not knowing much about real estate and does a full-blown, like, HGTV show about people who buy land from him and move on it and start farms and stuff. So, and then there's people like us who are in between. You know, we have this silly little show. Does this help us sell real estate? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think we're in between, by the way. I think they're following in our footsteps a little bit. Let's just call
it
that. Oh, my goodness, yes. How many of our members have podcasts now because we said, hey, you want to do something? Go get a podcast.
Oh.
I mean, we have a
couple. I didn't put us on the top end of that scale. I just looked at us like, we're doing what's necessary.
Where do you think it came from? But, you know, it's my argument is, like, the person who's doing it, you know, with one way of promoting, only free, not spending money, and making it work, I think that's great. Slash, however, how much faster, how much better could your property sell if you put a little marketing effort into it. I bet it would be, I bet you get more money for your properties. You get more eyes on it, that's for sure, and probably sell them faster.
I mean, what Jill said about yourself and your website is absolutely true about the real estate, too.
Yeah.
If you make your real estate look great online and you're excited about it while you're narrating it, or even if you do a 10, 15-minute video, it doesn't have to be perfectly produced or any of that stuff. People are going to get excited about it.
Yep.
So look at other the way other people do it and just kind of improve on it.
It's making me think of some. We've all seen bad videos. We've all seen good videos. You know, like my favorite, like just talking about property selling and marketing your property, like for first, it's like, you know, you've all seen videos with an intro and a beautiful drone flying. I hope you have. If you've not, I'll show you where to look. But this is what you want to do. Drone flying in the area, showing the property, showing the creek and the trees and houses in the area, what's possible. And you're narrating it. I mean, that's marketing and that's top notch. And you could do this. It doesn't cost a lot of money. If you had, and if you don't have drone, you could kind of do a version of it like we used to back in the day with Google Earth Pro.
Yeah, just fly in there that way.
Exactly. And then can you imagine like horrible screenshots of, well, here's the property at day, here's the property at night, here's the property with snow, here's the property without snow.
The old snow property.
Could you imagine? Here's my foot. See my foot on the property? It's me. That's my shadow. Sorry. you know it's out there. There are bad. You can find them and you can tell. And the whole thing is, for me, marketing is two parts, not only getting the word out, right, in the white ways, but the right content. Because if you have a horrible article and a horrible video and you blast it on the planet, it's going to still fall flat.
Here's the good news. You know, marketing doesn't come natural to me, right? I have an accounting background. My best friend in college was a marketing major. All the way through school, I'm going through accounting. He's going through marketing. And I'm laughing at him. I mean, right to his face, like, what you're learning is so stupid. It's intuitive. Yeah, shoot a good picture of whatever you're selling. Yeah, create a sales, get a sales force to sell your product. I mean, it's so logical. But I was wrong. You know, marketing is everything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, here's the good news, too. What I started to say is this. We're in a business that you almost get rewarded for kind of being underproduced. So if your stuff doesn't look perfect, or your speech isn't perfect, or it's clearly the first take and you're getting through it, it makes you seem real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can, I don't think the people that watch HGTV are flipping houses. I think they're just doing it to get entertained.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So it's just a source of entertainment for that. If somebody's watching your videos or whatever, or have found your property, they want to buy some property. They saw it on LandWatch. Maybe you have a YouTube channel with 5 or 10 videos on it. You know, they're going to buy the property if it's presented correctly that sings to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's priced right. So, you know, it's there's not so much pressure. I've learned one thing at Land Academy since we started it, it's that we can choose to entertain.
Or bore.
Or we can choose to sell something.
Okay. You know?
And I think we lean more toward entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah. Here's a fun fact.
I know because I get criticized for it on the email every single week.
Oh. All right, here's my fun fact.
Yeah.
Did you know that over 20, let's just say, more than 20% of our workforce is marketing?
No.
When you really think about it.
Where did you hear that? On their radio show?
No. I mean, our workforce.
Oh, us. people who work with us.
Here's what I do. You add up all the employees. You divide by the number of marketers you have. And that's your percentage. We can do this on a spreadsheet if you'd like, Stephen. Like, where did you get that?
I thought you meant you and I. I thought you meant, like, our country's workforce. 20% of the people are in sales and marketing.
I bet that's even higher.
No, I bet it's
what do you
lower.
Think it, do you think it's lower? All right, well, our personal workforce, it's more than 20%.
I think if you would ask, like, if you ask somebody who runs McDonald's, you'd say, oh, yeah, we're all in marketing. Everybody's responsible for selling and marketing. But if you ask the people who work there, they're like, no.
Exactly. I'm the French fry
money.
Guy.
And I'm just taking their money. And I'm not happy about it. In fact, I never wanted this job at all.
Exactly. Great. I get the drive-through window again. Thanks.
I started this job as a part-time job when I was a teenager, and I'm 48 now.
And I'm a key holder. Yay.
What's a key holder?
I've heard that term. This is years ago because one of my good friends worked at McDonald's. And you got to be up to the point where you were, there was a key holder. And you got to open up McDonald's in the morning. That was a very big deal for my friend named Steve. Seriously.
Wow.
It's a very big deal.
I do everything I can to not have any keys in my life. There's lock boxes everywhere.
Yes.
I do not want to be a key holder.
Yeah, no. That's awesome. That's so good.
Your marketing also is one of those things that it's not like accounting or it's not finite. So it's not like if you do these five things, you're going to be successful at marketing your property that you purchase. You know, in accounting, if you do these five things, you're going to succeed at it. So, or in, even in like having a show like this, it's a rundown of checklist every episode.
Right.
So with marketing, it's like, I don't know, maybe this will work. Here's what I personally found really frustrating about marketing up until like a year ago. And it stopped because you and I had a conversation that went like this.
Okay.
Every time we produce a piece of content and you stick it on the internet, there's this, this is how they trick you. There's this hope that it's going to go viral.
Oh.
And only 500 people looked at it. And then they're bored with it and they want something else.
Isn't that hilarious?
I got over that fast.
Yeah.
Because if you have 50 things out there and 500 people watched them each, then you're good.
Exactly. What I find interesting too is you think that marketing is all about ad spend, right? And all the money you put into it. But it's not. You think that the more I spend, the more this, but no, you get strategic at your spending and better with your content, and you tweak your content, and that's really how you want it. And that we're forever, I don't think it's ever gonna change.
Right.
I think you're never gonna find a perfect balance. It's never gonna be perfect that you can go, well, I guess we're all done. We can let somebody go now, you know, because we know what we're doing.
I personally.
It always changes and evolves with new platforms and people and strategies.
I micromanage our click-through rate and our click percentage every day.
Yep.
And so when you get to a certain point, you really need to do that. But, you know, let's leave it on this. Every week we have a member call and we have an advanced member call. And a couple weeks ago, we were talking about marketing and how to sell property. And a guy piped in and said, I own a home renovation company. And that's why I'm part of your group, because I buy properties to renovate and all that. And he said, 8 years ago, to get customers to renovate their homes, I had to spend $250,000 a month. He said it cost me $20,000 a month to do the exact same numbers now.
Right.
So we're in a great time for marketing.
Yep.
If you can provide unique content about your property,
right,
and find some attribute in that property that not a normal person sees, you're going to do great. You're going to sell it.
Yep.
So, and it's very, very economical. It's never been cheaper, ever in the history of the world, never been cheaper to start a successful small business than right now.
Yep.
Think about that for a second.
I know.
It's amazing.
It really is. It's true.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called How Men and Women Approach Land Investing.
And answer your questions, post on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Do you have any more to add?
No, I really don't.
Isn't it amazing? I feel like I'm always learning something, you know? And
you're
it doesn't
right,
matter
you're...
if you do it in-house or you outsource, it's going to be expensive. There's going to be a learning curve. And you just have to get over it. You have to do it.
You know, marketing really is one of those things that never changes. How we buy real estate and the tools we use basically stays the same. But I'll tell you, marketing, like right now, Facebook marketing, we're in it.
Right.
You know, neck deep into it because it's just efficient.
Yep.
And Instagram, consequently, because of that. But
yep.
There's other places.
YouTube. It's going to be fun. I would love to like see where, I can't imagine where we're going to be 10 years from now, what marketing's going to look like. Because
right.
10 years ago, who knew what we'd be doing?
It's interesting you say that. I saw an interview with George Lucas about that. And he said, you know, the Star Wars. He said, think about how movies have transformed in the last 100 years. So if you watch a movie from 100 years ago, which was 1920-ish,
right.
It's all black and white and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, think about how the way technology is. Think about what the movie industry is going to be like 100 years from now.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be like holograms and stuff.
It's going to be scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary. I mean, are we going to need actors anymore? We're just going to do it all on the computers.
I don't know.
Half of it is that way anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Right.
Amazing. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.